Hi there, this is David Lee for the James Bond Dossier, and it is Wednesday, the 30th of January, 2019. And a few days I was talking about when I saw Timothy Dalton's first film, and I said that I didn't actually see License to Kill at the cinema. I caught it on video many years later, or maybe not many years later, a few years later anyway. And then obviously there was a gap of, was it 6 years until GoldenEye came out? And I guess my life had changed a bit in the intervening years. And I was in a job by that stage and pretty settled that I was doing. From my early 20s, I was doing international travel, maybe a couple of times a year, something like that. And I was living a kind of bit of a James Bond lifestyle in that respect. Well, went to Milan and Sardinia and Tokyo and where else did I go? I don't know. All over the place, Germany and Belgium and all that kind of thing. So you know, my life had changed from my student years a lot, and my interests had shifted back, and I was interested again in Bond, I guess. And I got back into the books, which I'd given a bit of a break. I had the... maybe it was a bit after, because I don't remember when the VHS when the Bond films were first released on VHS, but I think it was the first release of those, and I didn't get them all. I think the first five or something like that, so Dr. No through to You Only Live Twice. And so I was quite excited when it came to GoldenEye, because I think Michael G. Wilson was saying that they were doing things differently, that they'd gone a bit more back to basics again. And so I was keen to see what the new Bond was like. I saw clips on television, and so I was keen to get my then girlfriend along to the cinema to see Bond on the big screen. She wasn't a very big Bond fan, it has to be said. And so I went, and you know, there's the bungee dive off the dam and all that kind of stuff, which it didn't blow me away, to be honest. But then there's the car chase between Bond and Xenia Onatopp, and that was okay, but there's one bit, and it kind of really lost me for the entire film. And I talked about this on From Tailors with Love when I went on that podcast. There's a bit on a bend on the mountaintop, and the cars pass a whole group of cyclists. There must be about 20 or 30 of them all lined up. One of them goes over because of the cars going by, and they just topple over like dominoes. And it's like, oh my God, this is just like Roger Moore. And so the film lost me at that point. So whatever came after, I wasn't there. You know, and I didn't mind Pierce Brosnan as Bond. I think, he did an okay job. He wasn't served by very good scripts, and that was really the weakness of his era. And, you know, he comes across as a really good guy, so got no real complaints about Brosnan. But you know, thinking about back to GoldenEye, you know, some of it I liked. There was another bit that I didn't like, and bits I didn't like was all the internet stuff, because in 95 I was already into the internet, but I knew it quite technically, and just the Boris spiking people on the internet. I just thought, oh God, this is they just don't know what they're talking about, and they're trying to make it technical. But that's I think that's one of the problems with computers whenever they do them in cinema. And you know, also in St. Petersburg, they're driving the tank, and he ends up with a statue on the tank, and it's just like, God, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. I want a more serious Bond. The story, you know, I think was fairly decent, but it's just these moments just let it down for me. And and the music was terrible as well. So, I walked away from that. Still a Bond fan. I wanted another Bond film, but I wanted it to be better than that. And, that's it. Well, so not hugely enthusiastic about the Brosnan era overall as a result, but I'll talk about the other films maybe tomorrow in the coming few days. Okay, so thanks for watching or listening. You can watch at jamesbonddossier.com/watch. If you just want to listen, it's /listen. The video goes to YouTube. It also goes to Instagram TV. And you get my book at jamesondrinks.com. That's it for now. See you tomorrow.